I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the wake of Cyclone Tomas, Fiji declared a state of emergency. Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says their Australian team is keeping a close eye on the situation.
It's not only a matter of the cyclone and the cyclone damage, but the military regime in Fiji uses every opportunity possible to be able to take more control.
Their team says they don't anticipate any disruption to their Bible study and discipleship programs to inmates, but you can pray.
So far, the Bible study program for the prisoners is under their radar and continuing on, but we're going to monitor the situation quite closely.
Next, disease rates are growing rapidly in post-quake Haiti. Rachel Garten of Buckner International Shoes for Orphan Souls program says children without shoes are at even higher risk.
You can imagine with the earthquake, all of the glass and debris and everything, and this point in time is not a time when children need to be shoeless, because obviously going barefoot really can open it up for them to get different types of cuts, infections that go through their feet.
As shoes are distributed, the gospel is shared, and Greater Europe Mission field workers in Latvia were excited to see what God would do in youth ministry. But time passed and there were few results with individuals. Eventually, they began to pray for a group of friends to respond. Their prayers were answered in 2008 when a group of neighborhood kids came to know Jesus together. Their team now is in a discipling relationship with 40 young people, and their goal is to see them become disciples of Jesus who immediately seek to disciple others. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 for information or to register to win. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.